As I pondered the seeming heaviness of life at certain times and moments, a certain specific type of heaviness, that heaviness that comes with fighting for the new life or fighting to create seemingly, you know, when you're in that stance or in that mind state. And I thought about what causes such fatigue, being that as an energy source, as an energy being, I pull from an inexhaustible source. So how could I be fatigued? And then I thought about resistance, how it was the resistance that was tiring me out, my own resistance. Like in the weight room, what causes it to be heavy? It's amount of resistance it's putting on you. It's weight. Based on the gravitational pull and this, that, and the third. And in order to push it, you have to resist it. Otherwise, you just crumble under the weight. But obviously, as you rep it out, you get tired. The muscles get tired. They fatigue. Under resistance. And even in the moments where you think I can't accept this or can't let go or can't this, that, and the third, that quiet, not giving up, but that letting go of resistance. Like, for instance, when someone is seemingly drowning, and they're splashing and flapping around, growing tired. Eventually, they'll grow tired and begin to sink. But yet we see, they say, what? Usually lay still, lay out, lay on your back, lay flat. Spread your arms and legs out and just float. How tired can you get in that state? Eventually. Maybe, but it's going to take a lot longer than thrashing, trying to swim your way out of the entire ocean of the experience you're in. Again, not talking about losing will or the will to fight or create or any of that. But the peaceful stillness that comes from letting go of resistance. So often I wonder, why resist? And usually it seems to be because there is an idea that I have of what my life should be like at this moment. And what I am experiencing is not matching that verbatim. And so we begin to panic in a sense without even knowing it, doing all we can to force an outcome. I mean, this is how we've been taught, raised, to move the body first in order to create, to be brutes. But we don't have to swing hammers and axes at every wall to get to the destination anymore. As we begin to realign ourselves with life's natural flow, the same life that you are. So the arrogance of being better than or having a better idea is senseless. Not even beating your own heart. Yet you believe you have a grander way. But the thing is, you'll either float right to where you want to go, or better, as you set your intention to do so. A perfect analogy, I feel, is like bowling. Nobody that I know of, unless they're being funny, intentionally rolls the ball into the gutter. So imagine you as that ball, and your intention is to go get a strike. That's whatever that strike represents for you in your life. You can supplement it with anything. That's your intention. That's your goal. We set out down the lane. We line up on the air, whatever arrow we think is best based on what we know. What we think we know anyway. And we set out. And we go. And we go. And sometimes we seem to bump into things. Resistance, outer resistance, seemingly setbacks, mountains, no's, and all these things. And of course, you're going to hear your redirection is protections and no's are protections. And these can very well be true. And a lot of times are. But imagine you as that bowling ball in life, bumping up against something and growing frustrated or angry, thinking, why is this in the way? This is not the pin that I wanted to hit. I was aiming for pins and I just brushed up against something that was not a pin. I'm experiencing, I don't know what this is, a rail? But why? Because if you're hitting the rails, you were headed straight for the gutter and didn't even know it. Again, look at all, if you ever bowled, whether it be in real life or on the Wii or whatever, video game, in person. Unless you're being funny, most people aren't trying to get a gutter ball on purpose, but they still happen, do they not? Everybody's looking at the middle pin. You line it up, you look at the middle pin, you let go, and wow, you hit absolutely nothing. But if those rails had been up, you would have bounced around for a little bit. But you would have made it to your destination. What if sometimes that's exactly what's happening? Little do we know it. Again, you think you know everything. We do. We think we are so intelligent. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it this way and that way. Yeah, it feels good when it does turn out like that or when you get to boast. Yeah. But sometimes we could be headed straight for the gutter. And sometimes we have. We've had those experiences of seemingly being in the gutter, ignoring advice. And again, not all good advice is, I mean, not all advice is good advice. Again, just use your discernment as you're listening. It don't apply just like to every situation, obviously. But let me throw that in there anyway, before y'all start trying to just throw it on every situation. But headed straight for the gutter, thinking you're going for a strike. But life put up the rails. You bounced, thinking that you had failed. Imagine if you had just stopped spinning right there and said, man, I give up. That wasn't the strike I was looking for. Doesn't have to be that way now, does it? You can keep on rolling on down that lane. You might bounce a couple more times. But at the end of the lane is the pins. You hit them, you might hit a few. But guess what? As you keep getting back on that lane, accepting little corrections here and there, you start to realize you're getting better at whatever it is, hitting whatever goal, whatever target. And then before you know it, you stop running into the rails. You've relaxed. You've allowed. How smooth is that? How smooth is it, really? We've all seen a strike. How smooth is it as the ball just floats down the lane almost, spinning in ways like, how did he get it to spin like that? But imagine if as a child, he hit the rails a few times as he was practicing or was first introduced to the sport. And he said, that's not what I'm trying to hit. So I'm done. So keep at it. Again, this is not to say every single time. Fill it out. Especially if you know that you know that you know that something is for you. Even though it seems to not be here yet. If you know that you know, you may just be bouncing on rails, baby. The pins are right around the corner. Strike!